Petra Pisano, the global media liaison for the Oslo Freedom Forum, spoke about the reach of social media in underdeveloped countries.
Well, Twitter and Facebook have become a way not only to measure how the buzz that is going on, but also to spread the news. It's not only about saying, yeah, free this political prisoner in Venezuela, or look at what's happening in Pakistan. It's also that it has to be backed up by a legal report. Venezuela, even though it's not part of the developed world, has one of the highest Twitter rates usage in the world. It's fourth in the world. Of course, when you're talking about issues such as Mukhtar in Pakistan, women feel more identified with that story. I have like a public Facebook page, and I posted that article about Pakistan. I got a lot, like 40 comments from men and from women trying to discredit me or trying to support me. So yeah, that definitely drives a lot of traffic. I think the internet and social media and everything drives traffic to them, and it also makes donations and engaging with any of the causes you believe in easier, faster, and it does drive more traffic.